بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Continuing with our lessons from this beautiful kitab Anwar al-Sada, the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that how to correct our salah and how to improve our salah and get that type of salah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in this ayat, that most definitely the believers have been successful. But who? Alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Those who have got concentration, devotion in their salah. So how to get this concentration, devotion, and make our salah a salah of life, a salah with ruh. Otherwise, is a person that got all the appliances, but you're not benefiting from it because you got no current. So similarly, if a person buys goods at 5 rand and he sells at 5 rand, he's not getting any profit. He'll say, I must close up my shop. So exactly the same in salah. When our salah doesn't have life, then we're reading salah for years. But when we hear that through salah, Allah will help you, through salah your needs, you say, it doesn't help me. Because our salah is lifeless. We got no current in this salah. So how to get this current? Hazrat has mentioned this beautiful kitab of 5 sabaks. But he said, before we do this 5 sabaks, first of all, we have to keep 5 points in mind, which he has termed as Noor. And these are really Noor. These are lights. If we concentrate on this Noor first, then see, we will be treading our path and doing our course towards correcting our salah. And then we'll be on the road towards success. So the first Noor, he mentioned that a person has to do a course, a proper course of his Islah, his spiritual reformation. And this course can only take place under the guidance of a spiritual guide, a sheikh. On your own, you can't treat yourself. Even a doctor, he gets sick. He can be the best specialist in the world, but he has to go for treatment. So spiritual treatment also, Allah Ta'ala has shown us that Allah sent the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. They treated the Sahaba, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, treated Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala by them sitting in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and learning that Iman from the heart. One is what was revealed, but then that what was revealed is in the heart has to go to another heart. Then the heart will become alive. And then that Noor of Iman will start sparking. So the first important thing is that a person has to do a special course under the guidance of a sheikh, etc., which we have learned already. And then when you do this course in the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll see, now you'll be eager that I must work on my salah. I must work on all my aspects of deen. My whole life I must bring in order. And for this, as we have as we are learning, that the scores of Islah is based on the heart. The heart is the most important part in the body. If the heart is correct, as we learn in this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, inna fil jasadi la mudgha, idha salahat salaha al jasadu kullu. In the body there's a piece of flesh. If the heart and this piece of flesh, if it is good, the whole body will be good. If it is rotten, in other words, spiritually it is not in order, then the whole body won't be in order. Even physically, the heart is not functioning properly, the whole body won't function properly. So if a person sees that my eyes are not under control, then you have to treat your heart. You have to be making your zikr. You have to be finding a person to guide you, a sheikh, and do your zikr, and you'll see your eyes will come right. Similarly, if a person, for example, you got sores on the body, and now you want to put just ointment on this sore, that sore, it won't come right. It is a sign that your blood is impure. So purify the blood, clean the blood, then you'll see all the sores will disappear automatically. So exactly the same. We have to, as, and this is Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned, is not something that Buzurgs have just made up on their own. This Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught in many ahadith, and Allah Rabbul Izzat also has mentioned, in the hadith it comes, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سِقَالَةٌ وَسِقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. For everything there is a cleanser. In this world we know cleansing different things, and now as science progress you get 3-in-1 polish already. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us long time already. Just our tasbih heart, the zikr of Allah, just when you say subhanallah, you are already cleaning your heart, you're scrubbing your heart. You're saying alhamdulillah, now you are putting the polish on that heart. And when you say Allahu Akbar, you are shining that heart already. So 3-in-1, we got long time before technology also came about. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that the cleanser of the heart is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if a person thinks, I'm doing zikr, I'm making subhanallah, I'm doing my la ilaha illallah, I'm okay, then that person is fooling himself. And then such people, many of them, they have this wrong idea that yahan ek mughalata aam taur par paya jata hai ke baaz ahbab qalb ki islah ke liye zikrullah ke bajaye zahiri amal ki islah par zor dete hain. That one great misconception people have got, some people who don't realize the importance of treating the heart, making our islah, getting bad to a sheikh, etc. Then instead of making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and zikr also, one is zikr for sawab, reading our tasbihat, you'll get sawab. But one is zikr with the intention of taking my medicine, my spiritual medicine. When you do it with that intention, that I'm taking my spiritual medicine, and oh Allah, I want my islah to take place. And my islah, that my heart must become purified, and your love come in my heart. With that intention, then the zikr will become beneficial. But people who don't realize this, and they think we're making zikr for years, so now to correct our amal, all our other actions, they just work on the outward actions. By just working on the outward actions and saying that now you read long nafal namaz, then you'll get concentration, we are fooling ourselves. You can't concentrate in 2 short rakats. Where are you going to concentrate in a long rakat? So you have to work on the heart for this. When you work on the heart, your outward actions will come right. Automatically you'll see, now your eyes are coming under control, your mind is coming under control, your hands, etc., all that is coming under control. So it is extremely important that a person realizes this. Like Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that when a person comes to a sheikh, then he comes like dirty linen, and his mind is all over the show. And if he goes through the process of Islam, and he listens to the teachings of the sheikh, and he follows, and he keeps proper contact, and he informs his sheikh about this condition, I'm making zikr, I'm not making zikr, I got little lazy, we don't have to be shy about it. The sheikh will guide us, he'll make dua for us, etc. And then a person sees, after a period, that dirty clothes comes out shining, sparkling now. Now there's even perfume smell coming out from there also. Otherwise outwardly a person trying to outwardly put a show, I'm performing namaz with concentration, even you try and close your eyes, etc., but you're still empty. It's like Hazrat explained so beautifully yesterday, that nut, you got the shell and you think, hey, I'm going to have a nice nut in here. When you open, you see it's empty. You throw the shell also away and you got nothing also. So the reality is inside the heart. But for inside to be correct, you have to work on the outside. You have to have a container. So the outward amal, a person doesn't say, I'll just work on my heart, then I'll start reading namaz. No, that is a sign of foolishness. A person has to have the faraiz also. Because without, if a person says that no, my namaz is not in order, so now I can't read my faraz, let me make my islah first. When my islah come right, islah is a whole life. As you make your islah, you realize I still need more islah and more islah. And this is the sign that you are progressing towards Allah. Because Allah is unlimited, Allah's love is unlimited. Allah Ta'ala's enjoyment is unlimited. So a person, it is extremely important that don't just work on your outward actions, and you're not concentrating on your heart. The heart is the main powerhouse. Work on the heart first. That is, make our Islam through the cause of zikr of Allah, gain the marifat of Allah. Allah's greatness starts coming in the heart. Then, and keep your faraz in mind. That even if a person doesn't know how to read his namaz properly, but he must still do his faraz. If a person doesn't know how to make hajj properly, but he's got wealth, etc., hajj is faraz, he must go for his hajj. Although, the right thing should be that before the time you should be doing your course. Before the time, you know, I'm doing business, just now I'll have enough money to give zakat. So learn the masail of zakat before time. You know you're going to start, get baligh soon, start learning, and this is Allahu Akbar, the system of our deen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that muru awladakum bi salah wa abna'u sab'a sinin, that your children 7 years already start commanding them that perform namaz. They're only 7 years, but get them in the groove already. And when they 10 years, then start scolding them. They're just now 7 years they'll be just doing it out of habit and playing, and then don't worry. But in that 3 years, it will become a habit. So firstly, you're just doing namaz just out of show. So similarly, like us also, don't think, oh, my heart is not in order, I can't. No, in the start, it will be just like an outward show. But then it will turn into a habit. And then from a habit, when you 10 years, in the next 3 years, before you become matured, when you become matured, it will strike you. I'm reading namaz so long for what? For my father, for my ustad, for who? I'm reading for Allah Ta'ala. Now the consciousness will start coming. Now ikhlas will start coming in the heart. So before time, a person has to prepare for that. But if you never prepare, then don't let shaitan fool you and say that, no, my islah is not made, my heart is not in order, so I can't make my faraz. No, you have to make your faraz. But very intelligent is that person who works before time. You know you want to go for hajj, already you start doing a course, go in a company of a sheikh, learn about Allah, whose house you going to, etc. Then see the different enjoyment. Halanke faraiz ke alawa pehle qalb ki islah ka fikr zaruri hai. That is, besides your faraz, you want to increase any other nafal ibadat, etc. More important, it is faraz to make our islah. Islah is faraz, and many of us, we don't understand this, that to do our spiritual reformation is faraz, is necessary upon each and every person. And when you do your spiritual reformation, Allah Akbar, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah has mentioned so beautifully that nek banna faraz hai, apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. To become nek, pious, what does it mean, pious? It means to obey Allah's commands. A person who is obeying Allah's commands, he is a pious person. So to everybody to obey Allah's commands is faraz. But as you do the course, then you realize that I can't regard myself as pious. I don't know whether my actions are accepted or not. But if you don't do the course and you're just working on your outward namaz and you think I'm punctual, that, as we learn inshallah in the next noor, how that one namaz, even if you're correcting it, it will destroy you. And where it will take you, instead of Jannat, it will take you to Jahannam. So a person should realize that faraz, under all conditions, we have to complete. But intelligent is that person who learns before time, starts doing the course. And that is why we shouldn't think we're too young. Even students, from the time they start, they should keep contact with a sheikh, whoever their heart takes to them, and the sheikh will guide them, and then see the enjoyment of sabak is something else. Then when you walk into namaz, is something else. Then you'll be becoming conscious. And as we have mentioned, it comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ke qalb ki islah ko amal ki islah ka zariya farmaya gaya. That this hadith teaches us, in the body there's a piece of flesh. If that is correct, the whole body will be correct. It's teaching us that when you correct your heart, all your actions will come under control. Your actions will come right. Your eyes will come right now. As Hazrat says, now your will alignment will come right. Now your eyes won't be looking in the wrong direction, looking at your sister-in-law or the neighbor's wife instead of your wife. Now you'll have your whole destiny will come into right line. So very, very important. The first nood is that we have to realize that I have to make my islah, and for this there is a proper cause that I have to do. Not also a person just takes bath and then you don't keep contact with the sheikh. Like many times, particularly in the older days, many buzurgs used to come from out of country, abroad. People used to listen to the bayans. They take bath to them. Then no contact, no writing also, no listening to the bayans, nothing. Then you ask the person, you bath? Yes, I'm bath. Who's your sheikh? I don't know, one sheikh him, I don't know whether he's from Saharanpur, he's from Deoband, what kind of contact is there? No, you have to have a loving contact with your sheikh, then you will benefit. That is, at least attend the programs regularly, at least inform about your condition, and that is, regularly, now that Hazrat, you taught me zikr, alhamdulillah, I'm trying to do my zikr regularly, or I got lazy, etc., whatever, that, and then see how a person will start benefiting. So that is the first important aspect that a person realizes, that I have to do my cause of Islah. And this cause of Islah is a cause in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the marifat, the shaykh will start teaching us about Allah ta'ala. The more you learn about Allah, the more you take Allah's name with greatness, with love, etc. Then you'll see how your actions will start coming into order. The second important thing is, now when you're doing this cause, and any action you do now in your life, namaz seekhne mein jo koshish aur mujahada karna hoga, usme niyat ko khalis kare. That very, very important in whatever you're going to do. That is, you're going to do this cause of zikr, and you're going to take bath. Not that I'm going to become a big sheikh also. I'll also become a khalifa. I'll also become a pious man. No, your intention in this, it's going to be an effort. You have to make an effort. Your mind is, our nafs is so loose. Nafs doesn't like to be under control. So nafs doesn't want to sit even for 5 minutes. Zikr takes 5 minutes. 5-10 minutes. But you'll see, you say, I don't have time for zikr. And like beautifully our Shaykh explained, one great Shaykh of the UK, Hazrat Maulana Salim Dorat Sahab Damat Barakatum, one of his murids wrote to him that, Hazrat, now I don't have time to make my tilawat of Quran Sharif. I'm quite busy now, so I don't have time. So beautifully he replied, he said, not you don't have time, you don't have the importance of it. If you know the importance of it is more important than my breakfast, you'll make sure you do your tilawat. So if a person knows, important, I have to fill petrol, he'll stop at the garage. Even if he knows he's running late, etc., but he'll stop. So exactly the same, when we come to realize the importance of doing this course, then we'll take out time. But together with that, the most important thing is, now you're going to do this effort, you took bath now, and you've given. Your most important thing, make our niyat solely and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. That Allah ta'ala must be happy with me. And that we'll only know when we go into the qabr. Like our Shaykh explained so beautifully, that Hazrat Hafiz Abdurrahman Mias Sahab Daum Barakatum of Mias Farm, Allahu Akbar, all the Hufas today virtually in South Africa and many other places indirectly are connected to him. Because how many Hufas he has made in the country and what? And then our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali heard about him. What a great Buzruk. He gave his life for Quran Sharif. Even his son passed away. Allahu Akbar. Immediately after Janaza, back in the madrasa. No, then. So Hazrat says, let me go meet Hazrat. When they went, he met Hazrat Hafiz Abdurrahman Sahab, Mia Damat Rahmatullah Ali. Then Hazrat asked him, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab, that Hazrat, I heard you made lot of Hafizes. How many Hafizes you made in your life? You must have made a lot. So beautifully he answered, and spontaneously, not like me, put on a show. Then I'll say. No, from the heart it came out, that Hazrat I'll know in the qabr. Hazrat said, if I had 100,000 rand in that time, I would give him for this answer. That we realize, we try our best to do, to become pious, but we don't think ourselves as pious. That we'll only know in the qabr, when Allah Ta'ala, and we make dua that Allah please accept. So in that, the second nur, very important is, that we correct our niyat only and solely, for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Not now I'll do the course, my namaz will become correct. When my namaz comes right, you'll see I'll take out money under the musalla, or I'll be flying in the air, or people will say, this man, he's got his namaz is very good, let me go meet him, he's a big buzurg, etc. Let me go give him a present. All this type of thoughts Shaitan brings. Shaitan will bring in your mind as you're doing your cause also, as you're becoming bad. Now you think, hey, my zikr now, people must see I'm concentrating. When I walk in a masjid, people must recognize me, I'm a buzurg. Man, this takes time to come out. Allahu Akbar. One buzurg of pious person says, after 60 years of teaching Bukhari Sharif, I only realized what is ikhlas all about. So we have to just carry on and make dua and make, that is why after every action istighfar. Oh Allah, please forgive me. Just the thought that I thought I'm reading a nice namaz, I'm now very pious, etc. So our intention, and that is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us in the dua also, Allahumma inni as'aluka radaka wal jannah. Not even the intention that I want jannah, that I want the pleasure of Allah. Allah is happy with you, Allah is going to give you Jannat, inshallah. Not even the we hear, in many actions also we hear, that in the, if you do this action in this world, you'll get this benefit, that benefit. Those are the byproducts. Those are not the objective. Our object is Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself. And that is our object and purpose, that Allah must be happy with me. And this thought must come. As you make the zikr of Allah, and you realize Allah's greatness, now you'll be worried that you make dua for your success also in deen, dunya, akhirat. But more higher than that, Allah, please, you be happy with me. And let me and you think, I got up today also, yesterday also, did I think, is Allah happy with me? What I'm doing, is Allah happy with me now? I'm wearing clothes, is Allah happy with me? So it shows we're still unconscious. But as you do your zikr, you'll become conscious yourself. Then you nobody have to tell you that don't wear this type of clothes, don't wear that. Or if somebody tells you, why are you wearing this, you object. You think for yourself, will Allah be happy with me? You want to go somewhere and you think, hey, well, they're happy with this clothes of mine, with this jacket, or that jacket. No, your consciousness will start coming. So be, the very, very important is that I must be, my intention must be solely and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala ko razi karne ke liye, ta'meel-e hukam mein, apni namaz mein, kamal paida karne ki koshish kar raha hai. That I took bath, I'm doing my cause on Islah, etc. and trying to correct my namaz to please Allah ta'ala, because it is Allah's command. Allah has commanded me to perform salah. And in performing salah, Allah ta'ala is mentioned over and over, aqimis salah, establish namaz. In other words, we have to learn how to perform namaz and be punctual on our namaz. Correct our namaz. Allah ta'ala did not say that sallu salah. Very, maybe one place in the Quran Kareem, Allah says, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. But when it came to salah, wherever Allah talks, Allah says, أَقِمِ salah. That is, perfect our namaz. Don't just read our namaz, or we say we perform our namaz, we have to perfect our namaz. And each time, and for that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave another very easy prescription, that whenever you come perform your namaz, just think, this is my last namaz. If you think this is your last namaz, how your istinja you'll make properly, your wuzu you'll make properly. You won't be talking in a wuzu khana. Somebody want to talk to you, your mind, hey, this is my last namaz. And so if just every your last, your sunnah you read, your last namaz, every namaz will become better. But for this, it's a cause that we have to do. It's an effort on the mind. As Hazrat says, we have to put our strain on our mind and be thinking about this. Then inshallah we'll see, as the mind comes under control, then as we learn in front, that how that Allah ta'ala will grant a person this concentration. It's not that if you're making an effort that Allah ta'ala sees your eagerness, Allah will deprive. No, Allah is very, very kind. Allah is very merciful. So our intention is, and that is what Hazrat teaches us, every action we do, have two things in mind. One is iman. Iman, it's Allah's command. I believe in Allah. I am the servant of Allah. So if I am the servant of Allah, whatever Allah, who is my owner, my master, not if Allah Ta'ala is my boss, no, Allah is my owner, my master, every moment of my life is in the control of Allah. So I have to obey Allah's command. And Allah is choosing me to obey His command. Allahu Akbar. Allah doesn't need me. Allahu Akbar. It's like if a person is very rich, and he wants to sign a check, and he's got 10 pens on his desk, and he's got his checkbook. So he picks up any pen, and he writes his million rand check. If that pen boasts, and that check, that check boasts that I'm a million rand, then it's stupid. That check can be something wrong and he cancelled it, cancelled. Or that pen, I say, I'm sick of this pen, put it one side. So exactly the same. If we think, no, I came for namaz. No, Allah, you allowed me to come for namaz, and I'm your servant. And we have to obey Allah's command. A slave has got no choice but to obey Allah's command. So just ponder iman, that I got iman in Allah, it's Allah's command, that is why I came to perform salah. And not only that, a slave deserves nothing. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi went to the market, he bought a slave and he took that slave home. Then he asked the slave, what is your name? He says, what choice has a slave got? Whatever name the master wants to call him, that's his name. Allahu Akbar. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they taught us. They became the slaves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you can become the slave of Allah. And this is the system of Allah. Become a slave of a pious person. In other words, listen to him, follow his life. And just then you'll get connected to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You'll get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, hardly anybody really knows his real name. Students, they study, then they come, we come to know about him. Then also after that we forget what's his real name. Just he used to keep a kitten in his sleeve. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, what's this? Say a kitten. Say, oh, you the father of cats, Abu Huraira. You the father. And then, that was his name. My master gave me this name. That's my name. Now nobody knows his name, Abdul Rahman ibn Shakhs Tawsi radiallahu ta'ala. So, whatever name master keeps, that's so we the slave of Allah. And a slave doesn't have any, not supposed to have any demands. Not supposed, a person not supposed to say, why must I keep roza now? Many foolish people say, that why must we keep roza? Freezers are full. What we have to keep roza for? That's the height of stupidity. I am the slave of Allah. Who gave you all that food? And when Allah tells you what to eat, how to eat, you should be honored that my master is telling me what to eat, how to eat, and my master is giving me that food. So similarly, ask what you'll eat. He says, what choice have I got? Whatever food the master gives me, that's what I eat. Where you want to sleep, what clothes you want. He said, what choice has a slave got? Whatever the master gives him. So, Allahu Akbar, a slave got no choice. But Allah has been so kind, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, any action you do, one is iman, it's Allah's command. And together with that, realize ihtisaba. Allah is going to reward us, Allahu Akbar. And Allah is going to reward us so much. Allah, if you know somebody is going to pay you and is generous, he says you do your work properly, I'll see you better also. You know you'll get something better. He won't just give you your wages. But if you don't know that person is not going to pay you, like in one area, Imam Saab, he went for interview and he heard the previous imams, they say that town, they hardly pay the imams. They keep you and then after 4, 5, 6 months they say we don't have money, we can't, every month they procrastinate and they promise you next month we got shortage of funds. So he says, never mind, let me go try it also. So he also went for interview, they hired him, he performed namaz first month, abad. He said, oh, we short of funds, we don't have namaz, we don't have funds here. So he said, next month inshallah we'll try. So he carried on, next month he carried on, again same problem. So he said, now he gave in his resignation, he says, no, you people promised to pay me, and you say, no, we will pay you. He says, anyway, your promises are just futile. So 2 months you didn't pay me already, 2 months of namaz I read without wuzu, you'll almost repeat it. So when you know a person is not going to pay you, what kind of work you going to do? That type of work, but when you know, and Allah is going to pay us, Allahu Akbar. Just for a letter in namaz, if you stand and read one letter in namaz, 100 sawabs. Allah, where can you get it? So just ihtisaba. So I'm doing my namaz to perfect my namaz for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the command of Allah, and only Allah ta'ala will pay me, and Allah will pay me abundantly. No digar koi baat, mahwiyat wa istighraq wa ghaira maqsad na ho. No other objective whatsoever that I must get absorption in my namaz. I must get that namaz that now like how we hear, buzurgs, that absorption that Allah ta'ala gives you namaz like sahaba, they could feel jannat in front of them when they're reading the ayats. That's a gift from Allah. That is not our object. That is not the object of namaz. The object is to perfect our namaz with concentration. And concentration, the next point we learning, that how simple it is. It's not beyond a person. This is beyond a person. So Allah Ta'ala did not ask us to do what is beyond us. Absorption is beyond. It is Allah's gift. And as you progress, whoever Allah wants to grant, that is Allah Ta'ala's special mercy. So we shouldn't have any other objective that I must have absorption and then I'll do karamat. And people will say, oh, very big buzurg, etc. No, no. So the first point is that we have to do the cause of Islam, our cause of zikrullah, etc. The second point is our niyat must be correct. 100% solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third noor, and see what these are noors. Before the sabak also start, this is such valuable points. If we keep this in mind, then see as we progress and then we start learning about namaz, how easy it becomes. But if you don't do the course, you're not interested, then it's very hard. You want to drive the car, you want to go all over, but you don't even want to learn how to change a wheel. Then what? You're going to get a puncture, now you're going to make a fool of yourself, and you make a mess of your car and everything. So if we don't want to do the cause, and we say, it's not for me, I got no time, and Allah Ta'ala has been so kind. This cause of Islam, which is for us, for every person, for this there's no qualification, you have to be Hafiz, you have to be Alim, you have to be just any person, anyone can start doing the cause and see Allahu Akbar. Many people progress higher than ulama also, just by getting this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third thing is nur esom. The third nur, khushu wa khudu or huzur e qalb or wali namaz hi ba ruhe. That we have understood and we should realize that only that namaz which is called a namaz with ruh, with life, is a namaz that is a namaz of concentration, namaz of devotion, humility, and your heart is present. Then you get in the current. You got all the appliances and the plugs are also working. Now that it's cold, the heaters are working. You're so comfortable, you don't even know outside how cold it is. So your that namaz that will give you benefit is a namaz that is a namaz of concentration and the heart is present. You realize I'm in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a namaz of baru, a namaz with life. But now we have to understand what is this concentration. It's not something difficult. Magar khushu or huzur se murad ikhtiyari khushu hai. But what is meant by this concentration and devotion? It is that devotion and concentration which is within one's ability, within one's choice. That is what you can do on your own, what you can work for towards on your own. And what is that? Yani namaz ke faraiz, wajibat, sunan aur mustahabbat ki adaigi ka itminan aur ghaur se ihtimam karna. And what is that? That to know what is faraz in namaz. And now when you know this is for us, to do it properly, what itminan, what calmness, not rush to our namaz. So whatever you're doing, that is why mashallah we're learning the masail, what are for us is namaz. And just don't think we'll learn it now, we know it. We have to go over our sabak all the time. So what is for us in namaz, a person knows that. I'm standing now, I'm saying Allahu Akbar, the first takbir e tahrima. To say the Allahu Akbar, that is for us. Not just to love the hands. To love the hands, that is sunnah. So to know what is for us, what is wajib, to sit in the attahiyat position and read attahiyat, that is wajib. People, you know those things and you're just conscious that now I'm doing my wajib, I'm doing my sunnah, I'm doing my mustahabbat, like Hazrat explained, just controlling the gazes, where to put your eyes, in sajda, standing sajda position, in the ruku on your feet, etc., in sitting position on your left, and when making salam on your shoulders, that this is mustahab. You just conscious, and who can't do this? So this is within one ability. To be absorbed and unmindful, that is not within one's ability. So Allah Ta'ala is made, so this concentration of namaz is very simple. But we see we are still unmindful because we never even concentrate that what is for us. I learned in madrasa, I already forgot what is for us. I forgot what is sunnah, I forgot. And don't think it's difficult to learn it. It's very easy to learn it. It's like a person who's doing a course. In front also we learn, you do a course on driving. First you learn the book thoroughly, you learn all the rules of the road, you know every this thing. But ask an old driver, He doesn't know, but he knows how to use the road better than the new driver. The new driver knows the laws, he knows the name of the laws. But the old driver, it's part of him now, he knows. So when we do this course, we start learning what is our faraiz, then you'll see you'll be conscious in namaz. Naam in faraz, naam in wajib, etc. And do it with concentration, with hosh. Your mind should be present. That now I'm in my faraz, or now I'm in my qiyam, now I'm reading this, and with itminan, with calmness. Not rush to your namaz. So this is what is called concentration, or hosh ihtimam, and take full care with regard to this. Be conscious about it, and realize its importance. That I should know what is faraz, I should know what is wajib, I should know what is sunnah, etc. If you miss out the wajib act, and you don't make your sajda sahwa, now your whole namaz is gone. So you namaz down the drain. So if you don't know, then how are you going to do it? You lose your namaz also. So this is very easy. Or dil ko kasdan kisi dusri taraf mutawajji na karna. And very important that intentionally don't turn your heart's attention to anything else. Intentionally when you come into the masjid, realize now I'm in front of Allah. I'm Allahu Akbar, I'm surrendering to Allah. I'm here in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So intentionally, don't let your mind and your thoughts go anywhere else. Agar khud ba khud dunyavi khiyal aa jaye, balki beshumar wasawis bhi aaye, lekin namazi apne qasd se aage aane wale azbaat mein mashghool rahe. To ye halat namaz ke baru hone ke munafi nahi. Yes, unintentionally, we are human beings, and this will happen to anybody, even a big buzurg also. Unintentionally, thoughts will come. Don't bring the thought that now I'm going to perform 20 rakats tarawih namaz. How am I going to stand? I think in the first two rakats I'll think about this. On second rakat I'll think about death. In the third rakat I'll think about death. So, like one person, outwardly he wasn't like a pious man, but he used to come for his namaz regularly. So asr namaz, the imam sahab read only 3 rakats. So everybody was confused. Some people say imam sahab 3, some people say 4. This man was sitting on a chair also, and outwardly like a big businessman. So he said, imam sahab, I know you read only 3 rakats. So surprised, you raised, yes, I know you only read 3 rakats. So he said, accepted, okay, you say we read 3 rakats, but how you so sure that I only read 3 rakats? Says, every day I come for my asr namaz, and I got 4 shocks. So in each zakat, I'm taking stock of my first shop. In the first shop today, I do so much business. Second shop, I only reached the third shop. My fourth shop is still left. So I know you only read it. So if you bring intentional thoughts, then it is harmful for salah. If you don't, the thoughts come on its own. And let hundreds of thoughts come in your mind. Don't bring the thought. The worst thoughts can come also. Filthy thoughts can come also. This is not harmful. If you just concentrate on what you have to do in front, then the thoughts are not harmful. Many people, this is where we get frightened, that all the thoughts are coming in my namaz, and what is happening to my namaz? Just don't pay attention to it. Don't bring a thought in namaz. And the moment you realize you're thinking of something else, just lightly now turn your, oh, I'm in namaz. Third rakat is gone already. And now I'm in namaz, and I'm thinking, oh, which player is hitting a 6 now? And who's out or what? I'm in namaz. Now lightly turn your attention. I'm in front of Allah. I'm in namaz. So don't intentionally bring thoughts. And our buzurgs have explained so beautifully that this wasa, if you don't pay attention, it won't cause you harm. But if you pay attention, then where you will be gone? You will be gone way out of your namaz and you won't know. So intentionally to bring thoughts, it's harmful for namaz, it's harmful for yourself also. Thoughts are not, it's beyond the control of any person. Anytime Allah has made the mind such that 1 minute you're thinking, when I was 5 years old, I used to do like this. And the next minute you're thinking, oh, when I went for Hajj, I used to do like this. Next minute you're thinking on some holiday trip, I did this. So what and what thoughts come to a person? The thoughts come on its own, don't bring it, and don't, when it's there and you realize a thought came, now don't keep that thought, and don't build on that thought. That is harmful for a person. And so beautifully our buzurgs have explained, the example of this is like a highway, and particularly the highways of India, Pakistan. there, two-lane roads, they call it the highway, and the highway from Bombay to Delhi. But on that road, you'll get every type of vehicle on there. You'll get a truck, you'll get a rickshaw, you get a person with a wheelbarrow, you get a horse and cart, you get everything on that road. And the road is full. But if a person just concentrates in front, and there the golden rule is, don't look left, don't look right. You just concentrate on the man in front of you. Because which manat he is going to stop, you stop. Which manat he is moved, you, then you'll never make an accident. And we see, India, Pakistan, like Hazrat explained, one man staying in Karachi, he says one day he made an accident and people were surprised. How you made the accident? He says, I was just unmindful of the car in front and I made an accident. But there the golden rule is, just keep your eyes. So we just have to keep our eyes, our mind, that I'm in namaz. The thoughts come, just ignore the thoughts. Those thoughts will not be harmful to you in the least. But, and another beautiful example of this, our Shaykh gives so beautiful, he says it's like a dog. If a dog starts barking at you, and now you want to take stones and throw at the dog and frighten it, it's going to come more. And it's going to make it bark more. But if you just ignore it, and you walk away nicely, that dog will just will sit quiet and it move away. Say, this person is not even paying attention to me. Similarly, there's a comedian whose name was Joha. Joha was an Arab comedian and he had fruit trees in his yard. And he wanted children to come eat fruit. So when the children used to come, then he used to come out of his house and chase them. Why you're coming to eat fruits? So his friend says, that you want them to eat, but you're chasing them away. He says, no, the nature of children is, they're not coming, they're enjoying when I chase them. If I don't chase them, they won't come back for the food. So the thoughts also, if you chase behind the thoughts is to come more. It's going to run a havoc with you. And many people get so despondent, that what thoughts come in my namaz, you become depressed. So don't pay attention to the thoughts. And then Allahu Akbar, Buzurgs have taught that just think, one muraqabah person can think that shaitan brought this fuel to take you away from Allah. But lightly when the thoughts come, then you just think, Ya Allah, what a heart you have given me. In this small heart, 100,000 thoughts are coming. Next minute I'm thinking of 5 years, next minute. So what a heart you have given me that so much thoughts. Now you're gaining Allah's marifat, Allah's greatness. Shaitan said, I brought petrol to take him away on my road. He is going to the road of Allah. Now shaitan will run away. So don't pay attention to the thoughts. Then simple du'as also to be read, like A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. So very, very important is that a person doesn't pay attention. And Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah has mentioned, the only solution is, you just don't pay attention to thoughts. And today the biggest problem in anybody, that this thought come to mind, that thought come to mind, and shaitan brings this thought, I'm a buzurg, I saw that dream, what is the interpretation? All those things we don't have to be worried. So if a person keeps in mind the sabaks that now I have to go in ruku and the sabaks that we will learn in front, it will never be harmful to a namaz of ruh. Your whole namaz, if thoughts came, and you didn't bring it, and you didn't pay attention, that namaz is not against, it is not regarded as a namaz, it was not a namaz of concentration. So how simple it is. Aisi halat mein lazzat, mahwiyat mein, and further Hazrat explains that, in doing this, you'll see now thoughts are coming to you, and now you're getting uneasy, but this type of namaz will give you double reward. That now if you read a namaz that you are so absorbed, etc., you will think you are very pious men. That my man, and that namaz will bring you to pride. And like we learned, without the guidance of a sheikh, a person performs 2 rakats namaz, even if it is a good namaz. And he thinks, my namaz was very good. That brought pride in him, that namaz is taking him to Jahannam. And when you did your cause of Islam, and you realize that in front of Allah, what is my namaz? Even you read a good namaz, it will bring humility, it will bring humbleness. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to see how simple is our deen. All these wasawis and thoughts in it shouldn't be distracting us from getting connected to Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhidah.